everyone. I am very happy to be back. I didn't think I'd be back this early, but this is off the back of yesterday's teachings that I shared with you on how to get your life back on track, how to remind yourself who you are and who you want to be. Forgive me, the sound is probably not going to be as good as yesterday. If you don't know what I mean when I say yesterday, wherever you're watching this, on whatever platform, you'll see a part one to this video, how to get your life back on track. And I basically ran out of time because there was something I really wanted to attend, which was amazing. And now I'm back. Now, the reason why the sound's not the same, the background's not the same, is because I'm actually at the hotel at Heathrow Terminal 5, because tomorrow morning, very early, we are flying to Malta. And before I got there, I wanted to take some time out to do this second part for you before putting my hand up here, full transparency, before I lose momentum and don't get the second part of yesterday to you. So yesterday we spoke about getting you, or you know, when you're off track, when your life is out of alignment, what does it look like? You might be frustrated. You feel like you're out of alignment rather than in alignment. You don't feel happy. You don't feel fulfilled. Maybe there's success on the outside, but inside you don't feel good. And how to get back to that feeling good, how to get back to alignment on purpose and passion, etc., and feel like you're actually happy, not just in pursuing what it is that you're going after, but also every day you're also living happy, which is, in my opinion, hopefully yours too, the most important thing. So yesterday we covered values, right? For you to master your outer world, you've got to master your inner world. For you to understand the world, why you're here, who you're here for, you've got to understand yourself. It isn't until you know yourself that you will know the world. And how we did that yesterday was talking about values, highest values. What are the things? I'm not going to go into it again because part one is already on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, somewhere else, part of my podcast. But I just want to give a light recap of yesterday. So we talked about values. We spoke. That's what is most important to you. And that should be the center of your life. We spoke about your vision. Reminding yourself of your vision. What's the big picture, the big dream, the big vision for your life? Because if you can't see it, how are you ever going to get there? You've got to remind yourself of the vision. Clarity is power. The next thing we spoke about was your mission. What is your mission? What path are you on, and is it towards that vision? And then the next thing we spoke about was your purpose. Why do you have this vision, and why are you on this path and this mission? Why? Tell me why. Or more importantly, tell yourself why. What is the reason for you being here? I shared some examples yesterday, some of my values, right? Freedom, travel, adventure, my vision to end my life with a message, my life being the message that JP did his best to inspire people whilst he was here. And he was a good human being. He wasn't perfect, but he was a good human being. That's my vision, to live a life that I am being me, not seeking to be perfect, not seeking to be someone else, but to live my life in an inspirational way and to live my life in a free way. And just by doing that, for me, not for you, you've got to find your vision, your mission, your purpose. But for me, if I can live free, free from judgment, free from the opinions of others, free from conformity, free from things that don't serve me or people that don't serve me, and then live my life in an inspirational way, that for me is a good enough reason to be here. But what is your big vision? Next, what is your mission? Like, what is the mission that you're on towards your vision? And then your purpose. Purpose is what gives us passion. And without purpose, there's no passion. And without passion, there's no life. There is only existence. If you don't have purpose, if you don't have passion, no, let me go back. If you don't have purpose, you won't feel passionate. And if there's no passion in your life, you're not living, you're just existing. And that's why some people, unfortunately, right, I've been in sport most of my life. Most of my life, I've been around sport and in sport, observing sport, observing athletes. And a lot of athletes, unfortunately, and I talk about this a lot, at the end of their sporting career, when they lose their passion or purpose, and they haven't had a harmonious passion in their life, finding other passions, they've just had obsessive passion in one area. Then when they lose that thing, guess what happens? They become depressed, unhappy, frustrated, even suicidal. Taking up bad habits, smoking, drugs, getting massively overweight, like a lot of boxers, right? Because they lose that purpose and therefore they lose their passion. So they feel like, oh, why? Why am I here? So what is your purpose? What is your why? Now, these are all the big picture things. Once you know the big picture stuff, the values, the vision, the mission, the purpose, then you've got to look at, rather than your intention, you've got to start looking at your attention. Knowing my values, my vision, my mission, my purpose, what do I do next? And that's where goal setting comes into play. And if I remember correctly, I touched on goal setting towards the end of yesterday's live or yesterday's broadcast, and speaking about, you know, you want to feel good in your life, not just thinking, oh, I'll feel good when I get there, or I'll get this, or I'll get that thing, or experience that one day. You want to feel good now. And what makes us feel good is progress. So what does progress look like for you? And more importantly, to relate it to goals, or as we say in sports psychology, performance outcomes, what are the things that you're putting there that you are actually acknowledging and ticking off along the way? Because acknowledging, ticking off, crossing out, whatever you do when you accomplish your goals, it releases dopamine. And dopamine is a feel-good hormone. It feels good. That's why Tony Robbins, one of the best coaches in the world, says progress equals happiness. Because progress releases dopamine. And then feeling good is being happy. So this is why it's so incredibly important. In sports psychology, what they do is they look at athletes that are the highest performers, or maybe are, you know, the top 10 performers, and they're looking for strategies, ways, techniques, tools to get them to perform even better. First, they've got to put them in a state of feeling good, because no one ever performs their best when they're not feeling good. You've got to feel good first, then you will go out and do your best work. So what they do is they create these goals for them, even mini goals and mini goals to just get that feeling of progress and feeling good, accomplishment. It's that feeling of achievement. A goal isn't about the goal. It's the person you become in the process. And if you're becoming someone new in the process, something is going to feel, or something's going to come up in your feelings. So to get your life back on track, this is what I recommend that you do. If you haven't already done it, for the year 2022, write some goals. And they don't have to be perfect. They don't have to look professional. They don't have to be big picture. Just set goals. Because then the next step, well, first of all, in my coaching, I always reverse engineer everything. So I always work, doesn't matter what I'm working on with a client, we always go right to the end and then we work backwards, right? If we use fitness as an analogy, if you want to run a 10K, first you've got to know you want to run a 10K, right? It's the outcome, the intention. And then you've got to know where to put your attention, right? So the intention before was what we were talking about, the big intentions for your life, values, vision, mission, purpose. Then you can bring it a little bit closer to you and say, right, if these are my values, if this is my vision, if this is my mission, and this is why I'm here, my purpose, what does progress look like for me in 2022? That's it. Life is about progress. Life is about becoming. Goals are not about goals. They're about who we become. So what are my goals for 2022 based on all of the above? Values, vision, mission, purpose. And then you can reverse engineer that. Now we've gone big picture to 1 year. You can go from 1 year, let's just say, to 3 months. But you can use whatever timeline or time scale that you want. You can go 3 months, right? If these are my 1 year goals and these are my values, vision, mission, and purpose, where do I need to be or want to be 3 months from now for me to know that I'm on my way to my 1 year and my life goals? Right? Let's call it life goals, right? Rather than keep saying over again, vision, values, mission, purpose, let's just call that life goals. So reverse engineering from the end One of my mentors says, how do you want this all to end? Not many people think about how they want it to end, and they don't live their life in alignment with the big picture stuff. They're just busy being busy or busy looking successful. I don't know why I did that for the looking successful, but you get what I'm saying. So big picture, 1 year goals, 3 month goals, and then what you do, moving from intention to attention. You look at your daily habits. You want to get your life back on track. It doesn't start with changing your life in a year, in 6 months, in 3 months. It starts with 1 day. I wrote on my Instagram, no, I didn't write. I did a video on my Instagram stories earlier today, and I said 1 day. That's all it takes to change your life. 1 day. I'm not saying that you will guarantee or you are guaranteed to change your life in 1 day, but your life can change in 1 day. The one deal, the one person, the one date, the one lottery ticket, the one goal, whatever, the one race, the one competition, the one blog you write, 1 day can change your whole life. The question is, are you showing up in the pursuit of what you want? And are you doing it consistently? So lovely to have you guys here. And I'm now going to get to the next part of what I teach as a coach, which is commandments. All of us have a quality of life that is a result of our habits. Now you can say rituals as a result of our rituals, as a result of our standards. But what I'm saying is what you do every day or what you do most of the time, I'll give you 1 day off, is determining the person that you're becoming. See, I feel that I'm a good speaker. I don't have to rehearse. I don't have to sit and think about what I'm going to say. I just know, okay, that's my outcome. Boom, boom, turn on the camera, let's go. Right? We had just checked in literally 3 minutes. I was in the hotel room, boom, laptop open, let's go. How did, in my opinion, did I become a good natural speaker? I just spoke. If you want to learn Spanish, what's the best way to learn Spanish? Practice it once a week or every day? Every day. If you want to become a runner, you should run every single day. Now, what I'm saying here is not that you should run every day and that it's healthy for you. But what I'm saying is it goes way beyond running. The more you do something, the better you get. Whatever we practice, we make progress in. So if your values, vision, mission, purpose require you or living in the direction of who you want to be and what you know you are, who you know you are, requires you to hit certain 1 year goals to know within yourself that I am making progress and living my life according to my terms, according to my goals, etc. Well, if those are my 1 year goals, who do I need to be every day? And it's as simple as this. I wish I had some kind of box with me, but I always use a cake, right? A vegan cake in my case. But imagine you want to make a cake. As in like a boxed version. Anything. You want to make anything. You want to make a meatloaf. You want to make what's the thing we have at Christmas? A nut roast. But you want to do it out of a box, right? What does it show you on the front of the box? It shows you the result. What does it show you on the back of the box? It shows you the ingredients. And I can guarantee you that if you use the same ingredients, you're going to get the same result. And it's not just using the same ingredients. It's using the same ingredients in the right process or in the right strategies or in the right timing, in the right flow. But if you use those same ingredients with consistency, you'll keep getting the same result. And that's why factories can produce cars, cans, other pieces of machinery without anyone being present, as long as the materials are there. And, you know, my stepfather used to work in a factory for a long time that was the main supplier of cans for Coca-Cola. And it's insane. He took me into the factory when I was a kid. And you would just see these cans going, being produced. Thousands of cans a day. Why? Same ingredients, same process. Just let it run itself and the result will be guaranteed. Now, every so often, right, a can would get stuck in the machine. Right, that's us having a bad day. And then all they have to do is just pay attention to that can, pull it out, start again. Stop the machine, pull it out, start again. And this is the beauty. I mean, there's so many beautiful and powerful things about having sacred rituals, non-negotiable commandments for yourself that you know without any doubt. Fuck what JP says, what anyone else, Tony Robbins says. You know, for you, for your own flow, for your own truth, for your own values, that if you live by these things every day, you know that your happiness will never be delayed because these things love to make you happy. It's the 10 things or 8 things or 5 things, whatever works for you. But I always do 10 things, right? Because it's easy to remember and you have 10 fingers. And also the 10 commandments as well, right? So what do they look like? It could be, you know what, JP, for too long, I've procrastinated in playing an instrument. And actually, I really love to play a guitar, whatever. So you make that your non-negotiable every day. Now, entertain me here, or tell me actually, is there something that you know you love and you don't do it every day, or you don't do it at all, that just by doing this thing 5 minutes a day, you know it would bring you more happiness? Let's use dancing as an example. How many people love dancing? Most people. But do most people dance every day? No. Now, if you're one of those people that you love dancing, or think of another example, imagine only dancing every day. And remember, it's non-negotiable. It's the ingredients, putting the ingredients in the bowl of your life, of your day, to guarantee an outcome as best you can, right? Because you can't really guarantee anything in life. How would you feel if you did that every day? If you danced 365 days a year, maybe it's singing. Maybe it's meditation. Many people understand the benefits of meditation, but they try and do it for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour. When if they just did it 5 minutes every day, they'd have more consistency. They would make it part of their identity. They would make it a part of who they are, their life. You see, your habits and your rituals, and by the way, I hope you've got a pen and paper if you're watching this, because what I'm about to say is, I mean, it's all important, but I really, really want you to remember this. There's another saying, this is not what I want you to remember, but there's another saying, do what you've always done and you'll get what you've always got. Do what you've always done and you'll get what you've always got. Now, having daily habits isn't about creating new habits. You already have habits. The question is, the habits that you already have, the things that you already do every day, guess what? It doesn't have to be good. Pressing the snooze button, that is a habit. But let me ask you, pressing the snooze button, and I'm speaking generally here, right? There's going to be exceptions to the rule. Some people are exhausted because they're going through stuff, etc. But pressing the snooze button, is it taking you towards your life goals? 3 times snooze every morning. Is it taking you towards your values, vision, mission, and purpose? If not, stop fucking pushing it. Because what you're doing is you're giving yourself permission to stay where you are. You've got to make sure that your habits are aligned to the person that you want to be. So here's the thing I really want you to remember. I really, really want you to remember this. If my life is a result of my habits, if who I have become is a result if who I am and who I have become is a result of everything that I've ever done, is what I'm doing today going to change me and my life? Is what I'm doing throughout my day, the way I'm thinking, the way I'm doing, the way I'm being, the way I'm speaking, what I'm practicing, who I'm hanging out with, what I'm doing, what I'm not doing, or all of the things in my daily life? Are they actually going to take me to a new place? Because if you just keep doing what you've always done, you'll keep getting what you've always got. And there's a reason why. Most people feel stuck. There's a reason why most people can't get to that next level, because they're not willing to die to themselves. They're not willing to accept that, hey, there's a part of me that can't exist at my next level. Now, I'm going to use weight loss as an example. And forgive me, I'm always about love and kindness. I might swear or whatever, but sometimes, one, I speak the way I want to speak, but sometimes I say things because I don't want it to be comfortable for you. Sometimes I say things because I know you need to hear it that way, or someone else needs to hear it that way. I'm not here for you to like me. I'm here for you to like you. My life's mission is I want to see more people win, because Ubuntu, African phrase, I am because of you. The more you win, the more I'm winning. The more you thrive, the more I'm thriving. So please hear me out. Don't judge me what I'm saying. You can't want to be thin and make fat choices. You just can't. You can't want to be happy and have depressed thoughts, as in all the time, right? This is what consumes you. You can't be someone that is grateful, as in you live in gratitude, when you have expectation all the time. Because if you have expectation of how life should be, how your job should be, how your bank balance should be, etc., there are no guarantees to life, and you're only going to be let down. And every time you feel let down, you can't be in gratitude. Because being let down means I don't have. Being grateful means I have. They don't lie in the same place. So for you to get to your next level, what do I need to let go of? And then set your habits to the person that you want to be. Man, after doing this, the first half of this video last night, I turned to Jules and I just said, oh man, I need to speak more. Like, cause I kind of like semi-retired last year. I said, I'm just going to do private coaching. Before then I was speaking workshops, Zoominars, webinars, free events. I was on Clubhouse all the time. And I'll tell you what, I miss just being in my genius, which is sharing truth and inspiration. So thank you for listening, because you listening allows me to keep doing what I love. I love to do this, and I hope this is clear. I think I've already gone almost half an hour, and I wrote down lots of things I wanted to share with you. Guess what? Out of all the bullet points I have, I've shared one with you. And I'm going to keep going, and Jules might just have to have dinner on her own. But I'm here for you guys right now. I've missed part one, but we'll be going back. Yeah, go back. You don't worry. If you've missed part one, wherever you're watching this or listening to us, it's going to be there too. Same title, just search it. So goals and outcomes, intentions, we've covered. We've moved on to habits and commandments and where you should put your attention every day. And just one more thing before we move on. Every day, know that this is day one. Every day, know that this is day one. Why? Because then if you screw up tomorrow, it doesn't matter. Many people self-sabotage, or actually many people fail in going after what they want or who they want in life, because they end up self-sabotaging because they are their own worst bully. They get 3 days into a diet, they get 1 month into saving, they get whatever, 30 weeks into something, 30 days. And then they think, oh man, I did so well. And now I've fallen off the wagon for the last 2 days. Well, let me give you permission to, if you fall back, or if you fall off the wagon, just get back on. one of my coaches, one of my mentors said to me, who I'm actually flying with to Malta tomorrow, very excited about that. When he was coaching me in my 20s, he said to me, JP, whenever you have a bad day, don't label you, label the day. Drop the bomb, because sometimes I am a bully to myself. So whatever it was over a decade ago, rather than saying, oh, JP, you're like this or you're like that, I started saying, it's just one of those days. And that is so freeing. Today is just one of those days. And I, as I've continued to be a student, coach, speaker, studying everything that I can over my life, 20s and 30s, I found more examples of this. Tour de France cyclists, professional fighters, you know, going to the gym or getting on their bike and then turning around or coming out of the gym and saying, you know what, it's not feeling it today. Today is one of those days. Maybe not saying those words, but definitely I'm finding the connection. I'm finding the connection that, hey, this actually is what the highest performers do. They label the day, not themselves, because everyone is allowed to have a bad day. Everyone's allowed to have a bad day. But if you say, as a result of your bad day, I am bad, that's not serving you at all. So every day is day one, and you know your commandments, you know your non-negotiable habits, right? It could be, I wake up first thing, I drink 2 liters of water, 1 liter of water. Then I have a black coffee after my water. Then I do some deep breaths, or maybe I step outside to set my circadian rhythms up for the day, taking the new day, taking some fresh air. Then I go back inside, I do a 5-minute meditation. I'm making it easy for you. Then I go and I do a bit of yoga or a bit of movement, or I bounce on my rebounder and get my blood flowing and wake my body up. Then maybe I do a little bit of normal exercise. Then once I've done that and I've done the breath work and the meditation and I've stepped outside and I've had some water and a bit of caffeine and a bit of movement, then what I do is I go and I write to my journal. Now I mentioned what, 5 or 6 things. Now if these things were non-negotiable for you every morning, tell me, what would your life look like after 60 or 90 days? If every morning, non-negotiably, you got up, actually another non-negotiable should be that every day I wake up at exactly the same time. Forget about the time. Make the time relevant to you. Right? Don't get up at 5 a.m. because I say 5 a.m. or 4:30 because someone else says 4:30. Find a time that works for you, that makes you feel like, hey, if I get up at this time, I feel like I'm winning. But get up at that time every day, because if you don't, then you are saying to yourself, you are not non-negotiable. You are saying to the universe, to God, to the highest power, to your higher self, that I am not non-negotiable. I'm inconsistent. Now, once again, I generalize very much, because sometimes you need to sleep in. Sometimes you get up and you feel, I don't feel that rested. So you might say, you know, I'm going to reset my alarm for 30 minutes. I do this, especially in my recovery after my accident. I pretty much haven't slept well, or not like I used to sleep, for the last 2 years. I haven't slept like how I used to sleep for 37, 38 years of my life. Hey, everyone. Good to have you here. But you've got to look at, how am I starting my day? Because write this down. How you start your day is how you live your life. Win your morning. Second book I ever wrote was maybe 7 years ago. I've written 8 books now. And the second book that I wrote was Ordinary to Extraordinary. That was the name of the book. And the tag was The Principles of Peak Performance. Number one principle. Guess how many there were? 10. Number one, win your morning. Now imagine those things that I mentioned before, the breath work, the meditation, or let's start again. We do it in order, right? In case you're writing down, get up at a non-negotiable time. Same time. This is very good for your happiness, for your well-being, for your mindset. Get up at the same time. Now, if you don't struggle with mindset, or you feel like, hey, you know what? Actually, I like lying in. Do that too, but do whatever works for you. But the example I'm giving you now is non-negotiable wake-up time, no snooze. No snooze. And if you press the snooze once, that is your body telling you that you are not rested. So ask, assess, adjust. Ask yourself good questions. Why are you pressing the snooze button? Assess, how can you make sure this doesn't happen tomorrow? Do you need to go to bed early, etc.? And then adjust. Make the change. Ask, assess, adjust. It's called my AAA self-rescue. But no snooze long term. Because when you press snooze, now you can disagree with me, but I'm just telling you what I know and everything that I ever share. I'm only sharing with you what I know works and what I know has worked for me and the clients that I've worked with and the students that I've shared this work with. But when you press the snooze button over and over again, what you are telling the universe, what you are telling God, what you are telling your own self is that I would rather be asleep than awake. And how are you ever going to go out in life, leaning fully into life, you know, like a bull, like, come on, let's go, if you would rather be asleep than awake? So that's why, unless I'm extremely exhausted, when the alarm goes off, even if I'm using an alarm, I get up straight away. Then next, water. Next, breath. Do some breath work. Many different types of breath work you can do, or just breathe. Just breathe. Next, did I say meditation? Do some meditation. Do some movement. Wake up your body. Get the blood moving around your body. Do some stretching. Do some yoga. Do some fitness. Get outside for 5 to 10 minutes. Let your body know that it's a new day. Yay, yay. Let's go, baby. And then pull out a journal and write some stuff. Write your to-do list, write your values, your vision, your mission, your purpose. But if you're not already doing that, I'm telling you now that if you did that every day for 60 to 90 days, it will change your life. You will look forward to waking up in the morning, as in when you go to bed the night before, you'll look forward to waking up. My wife knows that a lot of the time, I don't want to go to bed because I'm looking forward to the morning. Also because I love coffee and oat milk, and I always have that to look forward to. It's probably one thing that I should do. I probably have 2 a day at most, 1 to 2 a day. On the very, very odd occasion, maybe 3. But something in me is telling me now for a while that I need to move away from coffee. Even though I'm like an athlete by my identity, and many athletes use coffee for training. Anyway, I digress. Okay, so commandments, your daily non-negotiables. Write down. I'm going to close off on this, and we're going to move on to the next thing. What are the 10 things? 10 things that when I do them every day, I know, one, I'm at my best, and two, I know I'll be moving towards the person I want to be. The 10 things that I do non-negotiably, and please, like, coming from, I'm a mental performance coach. I'm helping my clients perform better in life by working on their mindset. I'm telling you now, if it's not non-negotiable, it's just going to become another thing that you learned from another speaker, coach, influencer, trainer, whatever. It has to be non-negotiable. Why? Why do sacred rituals, habits, once again, set to the person you want to be, not the person that you are? A reminder, you are a result of your habits. So identify your habits, change them for the person you want to be, and then do them non-negotiably. Here's why they have to be non-negotiable. One of many good reasons. Because when you do it every now and again, it stays a habit. But when you do it every day, it becomes a part of your own identity. It becomes a part of who you are. You will never convince me that you are an athlete if you train in the summer, before winter, before a wedding, before a holiday. You'll never convince me that you are an athlete. But train every day, non-negotiably, for 10 minutes, and I'll believe you. Because I'll know that this person doesn't show up when it's convenient, when everything's all hunky-dory. They don't decide to do it when they're feeling good. This is who they are. So go back to the person you want to be. What's the identity that you want to have? What do you want to stand for? What do you want to stand up for? Who do you want to be? What is your purpose? Why are you here? And create commandments that is around that, that's congruent with that vision for your life, that compelling vision for your life, compelling habits and sacred rituals for a compelling vision for your life. And make it compelling so that every day when you're ticking it off, you're feeling, man, I am inspired. I am inspired by the person that I am becoming. I am inspired by the person that I am choosing to be every day of my life. And once again, if you have a bad day, that's okay. You're only human. Every day is day one. For the rest of your life, say every day is day one. Or say this, today is day one. When you wake up tomorrow, today is day one. 7 days from now, today is day one. On your eighth day, if you have a bad day, because your health gets in the way, your mental health gets in the way, your partner, your job, your business, whatever, that's okay. Label the day, not you. Say, you know what? I'm putting my hands up in the air. I'm waving the white flag. And just say, today is one of those days. Go to bed. Do Netflix. Go out, have a drink if you need to. Just call that day quits in terms of making progress. And then the next day, say, today is day one. That's it. Today is day one. And do that every day. Now you give yourself permission to continuously move forward and grow. And also, prohibit to stop. Yeah, you prohibit yourself from bullying yourself for too long. So now that's habits, right? So we've gone from the big picture to the goals. We've gone to the habits. You guys are getting a real masterclass here. I hope you're enjoying it. The next thing, and probably the last thing I'm going to finish on, maybe I'll do a part three, but I do have some more stuff here to share. I just really, really, funny that, I was just going to say, I really need to get to the gym. You see, for me, working out is non-negotiable. And if you can't hear Jules sighing in the background, she wants to go to dinner, but I haven't done my workout yet. And it's non-negotiable to me. So I am going to the gym. Now listen to those words. I am. Write those words down. I am, because these are the two most important words of your life. Anytime you say I am, whatever follows after that is who you believe you are or who you are yet to become. Whether you say I am wealthy, I am rich, I am fit, I am an athlete, it's either someone or something you believe you already are or someone that you're looking to become. So mind your language. I'm going for a power walk, right? Loving this. Amazing, amazing. Thanks for the comments, everyone. Sorry, I'm really engaging. I'm not reading all the comments, but I'll check them out later. So if someone has an idea or clarity around their vision, mission, values, purpose, they know what their goals are. They've done a goal setting workshop or they've off the back of this video, they've started setting goals. They've set commandments for themselves, habits. But after 7 days, 10 days, 15 days, that non-negotiable list of habits for the person you want to be becomes very negotiable. As in, it no longer becomes non-negotiable. What needs to change? Your standards. Our standards are what we accept. So if you have a low standard for something, it's because you accept less than what you previously thought. So for example, if I say I'm going to never press snooze more than one time, right? That could be a standard. But if I say that and I don't do it, that means that my standard doesn't reflect the idea or the habit or the ritual that I'm looking to bring in my life. So then you've got to look at, okay, how do I increase my standard? So actually, before I do that, before we move on to the most important ingredient in personal growth self-transcendence, personal transformation, achieving your best life, etc. Before we get to that, I'll give you some examples of low standards and high standards. Let me start with a high. Right? So a high standard is I wake up every day. I brush my teeth every day. I say I love you to the people that I love every day. I'm just making this stuff up to make it really simple. It's a standard. A standard could be every day I eat a portion of green vegetables. It's not an idea. It's not a nice idea. Oh, I'd really like to do that. No, it's a standard. In my case, a standard, a high standard, is every single day I move, every day. I can probably count in the last 2 years the days I haven't trained on two hands, like COVID. I mean, that was like a week when I had COVID. But I'd have to be in a really bad place. Would have to be really damn inconvenient for me to not work out. I have done push-ups in bathrooms, in airport lounge toilets, booked myself into a schedule in first class in an Emirates flight. I just happened to be that time. I've only done that twice. Great experience. You get a shower room and you can book the shower room. And I thought, perfect. Well, it's a long flight. I didn't get to do a workout. So I'm going to go into the shower room. You get, I think, a 30-minute slot. I usually shower very quickly. So I'll do a little workout because it's non-negotiable to me. It's my standard. Now, here's some examples of low standards. Not being a person of your word. That's a low standard. I'm not a person of my word. I don't do what I say I'm going to do. And as soon as you observe that, you know, hey, I lack high standards in this area, or I don't treat other people or other beings with love and kindness. That's a standard. Either you do or you don't. I have a client that can get quite snappy because of him being busy. As soon as he is snappy, I just stop communicating. It's my standard. I won't go into negative energy. I just won't. And sometimes if I do, because we're all human, I bring myself out of it and I say, hey, nah, not for me. I'm done. Let's talk when it's all loving vibes and good vibes. Another low standard could be that you go for, now here's here's one that a lot of people will relate to. You work out really, really hard. And then you go across the road from the gym and you eat shit. That's a low standard. You have a high standard around fitness, but you have a low standard around nutrition. Or you say you are going to eat really well during the day, and then at night, you eat shit. So you have a high standard around your daily food, but you have low standards around your evening rituals. So you've got to understand, right, for me to have better habits, I've got to look at my standards. My standards are what I accept. So what am I accepting in my life? Am I accepting bad nutrition? Am I accepting snoozing three times? What are you accepting? And what do you need to be accepting? Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'll just join you. See you later. What do you need?
No, I just needed your
passport so I can finish doing this. We need to fill out some forms for Malta, and Jules is needing some of my details. So I'm going to have to call this to an end soon, but just give me 5 minutes. Okay, so you got to change your standards. You got to change. What am I accepting in my life? Is what I am accepting good enough? And is it just good enough, or is it great? Because greatness isn't an achievement. Greatness is a character. Greatness is a behavior. Greatness is not attaining things. Greatness is being in the service of others. Right? What is your standard? How are you showing up? And is it good enough to get you to where you want to get to? Or are you accepting too much average? So I don't actually have one here, which is weird because I always wear them. And I've got a whole bag of them for Malta. But for years, I've been carrying a black band rubber band that says be extraordinary. This doesn't mean be more than ordinary people. It just means don't be fucking average. Because there's nothing inspirational about average. I want you, can you tell? I want you to feel inspired when you look in the mirror, when you look at the way you're living your life, when you reflect at the end of the day and the week and the year, when you get feedback from others. I want you to feel inspired so that you go out in the world and do inspiring work. But if you have low standards and you know you have low standards, you can't feel inspired. I'm not saying you have to be perfect, but know where there's work to do and do the work. I'm not saying you have to be perfect, but know where there is work to do. And more importantly, do that work. Because a lot of people know the work to do, and they don't do the work. And if that's you, I'm telling you now, there will never be in history, in the future, there has never been, there is never, and there will never be inspiration in someone saying they're going to do something and not doing it, or knowing what to do and not doing what they know. Now, the last thing, almost if we go rather than from, you know, the big picture stuff, values, vision, mission, purpose, down to 1 year goals, down to 3 month goals, to daily commandments, then looking at, right, if I'm not able to stick to my daily habits that are shaping me and forming me into the person I want to be, maybe I need to look at my standards. The quality of your standards determines the quality of your life. And if you can't seem to raise your standards, it's because of one reason. If we flip that triangle around, right at the top, it's one thing, and it's your beliefs. Everything in your life is a result of who you believe you are, what you believe you can have, where you believe you can go. Everything in the world is a result of what you believe. I would love to talk for another hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, but just know this, because I have to go. Sorry, I can't talk for another 2-3 hours, but just know this, that if you are stuck, it is not necessarily that you have to go on another course, do another workshop, get another mentor, get another coach, do another race, do another competition, do another challenge. It could be. But it's not necessarily the thing that's going to change you. It's the thing about the thing. It's the belief that you currently have that maybe you think working with this person, doing that experience, hanging out with these people, doing that job, overcoming that fear, jumping out of that plane, doing that marathon, that's what will get you to change. But until the belief changes, nothing changes. Because the most powerful driving force in the entire world for us as human beings is to stay consistent with who we believe we are. That's why I'm going to finish on this. If you are poor-minded and you come into a lot of money tomorrow, you will find a way to give it away. Why? Because your belief system doesn't match that reality. So it has to get rid of the money because your belief is, I can't be rich, wealthy, free, abundant, etc. Let's use fitness as another example. Man, I love this stuff. I can't stop talking about it. If you don't believe you want to be fit, you want to be fit, you want to be fit, but you don't inside, you don't believe that you can be healthy and fit and happy. You will go diet after diet, yo-yo after yo-yo, crash after crash, because you're trying to work on the thing when you need to be working on the thing about the thing. And that's why I've dedicated my life to doing performance psychology, mental performance, mental coaching, because I know that if I can challenge people's beliefs, and when they change their beliefs, they change their life. So, I do really need to go. I might do a part three because yesterday's session, by the way, if you didn't catch it, go back and watch it. It's part one, same title of this video, just the first part. And I didn't feel like I got closure there, but now I feel like I've got closure. I've really given you a lot of value here to make sure that you're going out and getting out of your own way in 2022, going after what you want, reminding yourself of who you are and who you want to be, who you are and who you want to be, so that you can get your life back on track. If you're off track in any way, and make sure that you consume both of these videos. I might do a part three, but like I said, I think I've ended this one very nicely. And like I mentioned in the last video, now I only do private coaching. You can contact me if you want. I do speaking for companies mostly, less individuals, more companies, organizations, sales companies, recruitment. I've worked with Facebook, Chevrolet, etc. You can also get in touch with me through whatever platform you're viewing this. And then thirdly, for anyone that just wants to work on their belief, you just want to work on believing in yourself a little bit more so that you can go after what you want a little bit more, or maybe a lot more, then I have a 3-month, 12-week video coaching course. That's it. It's my best tools, some of these tools we've discussed, over 3 months. And wherever you're watching this, I will share a link in the next, give me 5 or 10 minutes. It's called Ordinary to Extraordinary. It's a 12-week transformational life program. I'm not here to sell it. I only created it in this format because I don't want to leave people inspired without a next natural next step. So it's been a pleasure spending time with you. I'm going to go to the gym, sort out these forms, then go have dinner. I love you all. Peace. Bye.
Right. Josie.